Ecclesiastes chapter 4. So I returned, and I saw all the oppressions which are perpetrated under the sun. And what I saw was the tear of the oppressed, who have no comforter, while from the hand of those who oppress them comes force. And they have no comforter. Then I praised the dead, who have already died, more than the living, who are still alive. Yet better than both is he who has not yet come into being, who has not seen the wicked work which has been done under the sun. And I saw all the toil and all the skill applied to the work, for it is a man's rivalry with his neighbour. This too is vanity and idle pursuit. The fool folds his arms and eats his own flesh. A handful in quiet is better than two fistfuls in toil and idle pursuit. Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. There is a certain man, and there is no one in his company, neither does he have son or brother. And there is no end to all his toil, nor is his eye satisfied with riches. And he says, "For whom do I toil and deprive myself of goodness?" This too is vanity, and it is a bad state of affairs. Two are better than one, in that they have good wages for their toil. For if they fall, one will get his colleague up. But alas for one on his own who falls, when there is no other to get him up. Also, if two lie down together, then they have warmth. But how will one on his own become warm? If anyone would overpower the one, two will stand against him. And a triple thread is not quickly broken. It is better to be a poor but wise child than an old and foolish king, who no longer knows how to receive admonition. For he comes out of prison to reign, but also in his kingdom a poor man is born. I have seen all who are alive walking under the sun, with the heir apparent who will succeed him. There is no end to all the people, to all who were before them, neither will the latter ones rejoice in him. For this too is vanity and idle pursuit.